And we will continue at 5:50.
阿摩士书是小先知书当中的一卷。
And so the book of Amos is one of the books in the minor of the minor prophets.
那阿摩士这个本身就是重担的意思。
And so the name Amos means burden.
所以阿摩士就是一个背负重担的人。
And so Amos was one who had to carry a great burden.
那我们常常是背负自己的担子。
And oftentimes we carry our own burdens.
但是阿摩士是被神呼召来背负神要他背的担子。
But Amos was called to carry the burden that God would call him to carry.
那这个担子就是要做一个先知。
And this burden was to be a prophet.
在旧约时代有三种人非常尊贵。
And in the Old Testament times, there were three groups of people that were very important or precious.
第一个就是君王。
The first are the kings.
第二个就是先知。
The second is the prophets.
第三个就是祭司。
And the third is the priests.
那这三种人都需要受膏。
And so all these three must be anointed.
那在新约时代，这个膏就是代表圣灵。
And in the New Testament, this anointment is referring to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们受洗归入主名下的人，我们都是在做君王、先知与祭司。
And so all of us who have been chosen and have received the Holy Spirit, we have been chosen to be to receive the kingship, to be a prophet, and to be a priest.
所以阿摩士背负先知的担子，今天这个担子也是在我们每个人的身上。
And so for Amos to carry this burden as a prophet, today we also carry the same burden as well.
因此我们要从阿摩士书来学习，到底神要叫他做什么，今天对我们有什么意义。
And so today we will learn about what Amos, what God told Amos to do, and how, what is the significance for that for us today.
我们会想说，我们就要像主耶稣当时有很多文士、法利赛人，他们都圣经很懂，这样才能够来侍奉神。
And so we may think that we have to be like the Pharisees and Sadducees during Jesus' Christ time because they were very knowledgeable, and that's we have to be knowledgeable in order to serve the Lord.
好像文士，他头脑里面懂了很多圣经的知识。
And so all of these religious leaders, they had a lot of spiritual knowledge or biblical knowledge.
但是主耶稣在拣选门徒。 里面没有一个文士，没有一个法利赛。And
however, among all of the disciples of Jesus Christ, not one was a Pharisee or Sadducee or teacher of the law.
那里面有四个渔夫。
There were four men who were fishermen.
也有税吏。
There was a tax collector.
所以神在用人。 跟我们世界上在用人非常不一样。
So how God chooses man is different than how the people in the world choose people.
世界上在用人常常是想说他要有什么条件，所以根据他的条件来选用他。
And so in the world, when in terms of a job, a person they would look at the requirements that are that the job is needs, and that's how they would pick.
圣经神在选用人，从来没有看过说这个人很有能力，这个人教育很高，所以神要用他，没有看过这样的例子。
But in Bible, we do not see the example that, oh, because this person was has a lot of talent and has a high education, so God chose this person to serve.
圣经里面在用人是神选一个人，然后给他恩赐，然后给他能力，然后帮助他完成神的工作。
And so God, in the Bible, we see that God chooses a person and that he gives them spiritual gifts and spiritual power and so that they can complete the work that God has called them to do.
So, 虽然保罗受很好的教育,
so even though Paul had a high education for his time,
但是他在侍奉神当中，他说过去我觉得对我有益处的，我现在都认识耶稣，我要存。
And so for Paul, after he has come to know Jesus, he considers all things before his title and status, all of that as rubbish.
所以不要想说我在世界上没有什么，我就不能侍奉神。
So we should not think that in this world I have no skill or talent, I cannot serve the Lord.
也不要想说因为我在世界上我有什么，说我就可以。At
the same time, we cannot think that because we have talent that we are able to serve the Lord.
我们最重要是要认识神要我们做什么。The
most important is that we need to understand and know what God wants us to do.
那神就会给我们能力恩赐去完成。
Then God will give us the gifts and the power to complete his work.
所以阿摩斯这个背负神重担的人，到底他原来在做什么？
And so for Amos, this person who carries the burden of God, what did he used to do?
我们先看阿摩斯书第七章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 7.
阿摩斯书的第七章。
Amos chapter 7.
第七章的14节、15节。
Amos chapter 7, verse 14 to 15.
14节，亚玛谢说：“我原不是先知，也不是先知的门徒，我是牧羊人，又是修理桑树的。”这里阿摩斯说。 我不是先知，我也不是先知的门徒。
Here Amos says that I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet.
阿摩斯对亚玛谢说：“我原不是先知，也不是先知的门徒，我是牧羊人，又是……”那是没有什么关系的。
Sorry, can you repeat that?
阿摩斯本来跟侍奉神是没有什么关系的。
Oh, okay, thank you. Amos actually had nothing to do with the work of God before.
所以这里说我是牧人。And
so he says, I was a sheep breeder.
所以如果要牧羊，他是很专门的。And
so if he was to herd sheep, he was very talented in this.
那下面说我是修理桑树的。
And he was a tender of sycamore fruit.
所以他天天就是在那里剪树枝，爬到树上修理桑树。
And so he also part of his daily work was to prune and take care of the sycamore tree.
所以15节，神选召我，使我不跟从羊群，对我说：“你去向我的以色列人说预言。” 所以神选召他要去说预言。And
so in verse 15, Amos says that the Lord chose him because he in order to prophesy to the people of Israel.
而教会里面，我们需要有各种各样的人来服侍神。So
in the church, we must have many different types of people to serve the Lord.
那我们就来想想看阿摩斯的时代是什么。And
so now, let us look at the time and of Amos.
的世代、啊、是什么样的世代
and what kind of environment he lived in.
好，我们现在回来看阿摩斯书的第一章。
Let's turn back to Amos chapter 1.
第一章的第一节。
Amos chapter 1 verse
1. 第一章第一节讲犹大王乌西亚以色列王约阿斯的儿子耶罗伯安在位的时候大地震二年前提哥亚牧人的阿摩斯得末世论以色列这个地方是在讲阿摩斯做先知的时候那个时候有两个人在做王。
And so in this verse it tells us that when Amos was a prophet there were two people who were kings
一个是乌西亚一个是耶罗伯安。
We have King Uzziah and King Jeroboam.
那我们就来看这两个王代表什么。
And so let us look at what do these two kings represent.
我们先来看列王记下十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 14.
列王记下的十四章。
2 Kings 14.
列王记下十四章的二十三节。
Second Kings 14 verse 23.
好，这个地方讲犹大王约阿斯的儿子亚玛谢十五年，以色列王约阿斯的儿子耶罗伯安登基，在那里做王四十一年。
In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria and reigned 41 years.
这里又在讲耶罗伯安做王41年。
Here it tells us that Jeroboam reigned 41 years.
那当时的王大概就分作两类。
And so at the time, there are two types of kings.
那我们看24节。
Let's look at verse 24.
他行神眼中看为恶的事。
And he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
为什么？他不离开尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安，使以色列陷在罪里的一切。
And this, he was evil because he did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat.
Okay, 主要这个主要的罪大概就是拜偶像。
And the sin that he committed was to worship idols.
这个是当时以色列百姓从每一个恶的王到最后都是跟拜偶像有关系。
So for all kings that did evil in the sight of the Lord, it's all related to idol worshiping.
我们知道十诫的第一诫就是独一真神。
And we know that the first commandment is to worship our one true God.
但是十诫的第二诫就是不可以拜偶像。
But the second commandment is that we do not worship idols.
所以所有的罪里面拜偶像是得罪神最大。
And so, of the sins to commit that against God, the greatest is to worship idols.
因为拜偶像等于对神不忠实，等于是属灵的奸淫。
And because to worship idol is to be unfaithful to God and to commit spiritual adultery.
所以世界第二戒就是拜偶像。
And so the second commandment is do not worship idols.
那为什么会拜偶像？因为周围的人都拜偶像。
And why do they worship idols? Is because the people around them worshiping idols.
所以拜偶像是当时的文化。
And so to worship idol was a cultural norm at the time.
所以在文化的影响之下，很自然啊，没有拜就好像跟不上人，就跟着就拜偶像。
And so for them to not worship idol would make them feel that they were not able to catch up to the people or match the people at the time.
啊，所以这个对以色列百姓、神的选民来说，啊，是违背他们跟神所立的约。
And this would, for the people of God, this was going against the covenant they had made with God.
哦，就是会惹神愤怒。
And it would cause God to anger.
啊，这个是信仰极大的危机。
And this is a crisis in their spiritual life.
哦，就好像当时圣经里面讲的以利亚先知。
And it's like in the time of Elijah.
啊，他们去拜偶像，3年半不下雨。
That they went to go worship idols, and for 3.5 years it did not rain.
大饥荒，好多人死掉。
There was a great famine, and many people died.
哦，所以耶罗波安的时代是一个信仰危机的时代。
And so, during the time of King Jeroboam, it was a time of a spiritual crisis.
好，那我们现在再看历代志下26章。
Now let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 26.
历代志下26章。
2 Chronicles chapter 26.
这个26章现在就是开始在讲乌西亚王。
And so in this chapter, it talks about King Uzziah.
这又是另外一种的信仰的危机。
And so this is another spiritual crisis.
那我们现在看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
乌西亚行神眼中看为正的事，效法他父亲亚玛谢一切所行的。第五节，
Verse 5.
通晓神的末世，撒迦利亚在世的时候，乌西亚定意寻求神，他寻求神就使他亨通如果我们读第四节跟第五节这个确实是看到神，他真的是一个很好的王。
So if we just read verse 4 and 5, we will think that he is a good king.
他跟罗波安不一样。
That he is different from King Jeroboam.
所以第四节说他行也神眼中看为正的事。
Because in verse 4 it says that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
那是什么？
And what is that?
下面就讲他定义寻求神。
And in verse 5 it says he sought God.
然后因为这样，神就使他亨通。
And because he sought the Lord, God made him prosper.
那我们再看历代志下26章。
Let us continue to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 26.
OK，我们看15节。
Let's look at verse 15.
又在耶路撒冷做机器，安在城楼和角楼上，用以射箭发矢。乌西亚的名声传到远方，因为他得了非常的帮助，甚是强盛。这里讲约书亚得到非常的帮助。
Here, it says that Uzziah was marvelously helped.
是什么帮助？是从神来的帮助。
And this help, was from the Lord.
所以他非常强盛。
So that he became very strong.
那名声就传到远方。
And that his fame spread far and wide.
那前面几节就在讲约书亚的军队的力量非常强大。
And in the verses before this, it describes Uzziah's army of fighting men.
所以因为军事力量大，非常强盛啊，所以啊，人民的生活就过得很好。
And so, because the army was strong, and so as a result, they were prosperous, and the lives of the people were also prosperous.
哦，都蒙神祝福
Because God blessed them all.
啊。啊，那这样危险在哪里呢？
So where is the danger here?
哦，我们看16节。
Let's look at verse 16.
哦，他既强盛，就心高气傲，以致行事胁迫，干犯神。哦。
16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord.
哦，为什么他进到神的殿，要在那里烧香？
Because he entered into the temple to burn incense.
哦，那祭司啊，带领80个人啊，要阻挡他。
And the priests, along with 80 other priests with him, were trying to stop him.
哦，在第18节告诉他，这不是你的事。
And in verse 18, the priest told King Uzziah, "It is not for you,
这是祭司的事。
but rather it is for but for the priests."
哦，那乌西亚因为国家很强盛，心高气傲，他就不理这些祭司的警告，就去献祭了。
But because his country and his people were so prosperous, that he did not heed them and burn the incense to the Lord.
啊，所以到21节啊，乌西亚到长大王一直到死的日子。
And so in verse 21, it says that King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death.
哦，所以阿摩斯当先知的时候，一方面耶罗波安带领百姓拜偶像，
And so during the time of Amos, we see King Jeroboam leading the people to worship idols.
这个是北国以色列。
This is the northern kingdom of Israel.
哦，那在南国乌西亚王非常强盛，大家生活过得很好，但是他心高气傲，得罪神。
And so, and for King Uzziah, who was the king of the southern kingdom of Judah, though in the beginning he did what was right in the Lord, later he was sinned against God.
哦，所以在这样的一个时代，到底他信仰的情况，一般信徒的，一般神的选民信仰情况怎样呢？
So during this time, what is the spiritual condition of the people?
我们现在看阿摩斯书第5章。
So now let's turn to Amos chapter 5.
阿摩斯书第5章的13节。
Amos chapter 5, verse 13.
所以通达人见这样的时事，必静默不言，因为时事真是险恶。
13. Therefore, the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time.
英文讲 evil time 哦，时事非常险恶，这个就指着他们的属灵情况。
So this is an evil time, which is the spiritual condition, of the people at the time.
所以外表生活很富裕军事很强盛国家很出名，但是信仰却是非常的危急，非常的差。
And so, while their country of Judah was very prosperous, and they are living well, but spiritually they were in a crisis.
我们要对照当时的时代跟我们现在也有一点相似。
And so we can see some similarities with our own environment right now.
比方说，美国在经济上、在军事上都是世界的强国。
That in the America, our army and also in terms of our economy, they're all considered very well in the world.
所以在世界上很出名。
And so we are quite well known in the world.
但是我们看整个社会
But if we look at society as a whole,
跟圣经的教训相差很远。
It's very far away from the standards that are set in the Bible.
而且是越来越远。
and it is drifting farther and farther away from these standards.
那虽然没有拜有形的偶像，但是我们在社会上可以看到很多人事情已经取代了神。
But even though there are no physical idols that we worship, but we know in society there are many things that have taken the place of God in the lives of people.
所以从属灵上来看，这个是一个拜偶像的社会。
And so in a spiritual viewpoint, we can see that this is a society that worship idols.
所以阿摩斯的世代跟我们现在世代比较来看非常相似。
And so we can see that there are a lot of similarities between the time of Amos and with ours.
好，那这样的一个信仰情况，这样的一个社会背景之下，阿摩斯要传什么讯息？
So during this time, what is the message that Amos must give?
好，那我们现在就来看阿摩斯书的。 第五章,
so now let's turn to Amos chapter 5.
阿摩斯书第五章的24节。
Amos chapter 5, verse 24.
阿摩斯书第五章的24节。
Amos chapter 5, verse 24.
惟愿公平如大水滚滚。
24, but let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
所以阿摩斯世代人是不是还继续在拜神呢?
So the people during Amos' time, were they worshipping God?
Yes, 他们还是在拜神。
Yes, they were worshipping God.
所以那个拜神的外面的仪式还存在。
And so, on the outer way, they are still worshiping God.
但是里面那个敬拜神的实质已经不见了。But
on the inside, God was the heart of worshiping God was not there.
所以21节，我们看第五章21节。Let's
look at chapter 5, verse 21.
我厌恶你们的节期，以不喜悦你们的筵宿会，所以他们还是在遵守节期。
So verse 5, chapter 5, verse 21, we can see that they're still keeping the feasts.
那以色列百姓照摩西的律法有七大节期。
And we know that according to Mosaic law, there are seven feasts that the Israelites keep.
所以他们还有这个宗教仪式。So
they still have this tradition.
那22节向我献燔祭跟素祭。
And in verse 25, it says they offer sacrifices and offerings.
说以色列百姓有五大献祭。
Oh, sorry, that they have burnt offerings and grain offerings. So there are five offerings that the Israelites make.
因此他们信仰的主要的这个仪式都还在，守节跟献祭。
And so all of their, basics of their religious traditions still hold. They have feasts and they have make offerings.
但是他们这个宗教仪式本身并没有办法得到神的喜悦。
But in doing these feasts and offerings, they were not able to please the Lord.
所以在22节下面，我不喜悦，也不顾你们用肥畜平安祭，所以神不喜悦他们的献祭跟守节。
So in verse 22, God says that he will not accept their offering and that he will not regard their fattened peace offerings.
23节，甚至他们的歌唱的声音，神也不听。
And even in verse 23, God says that he will not listen to their singing.
为什么?
Why?
因为有外表的仪式，但是他的生活中没有信仰很实际的实质的表现。
Because even though they go through the motions of these feasts, in their daily life, they do not live out according to their beliefs.
那今天，如果我们不是很深入的查考圣经，有时候我们会进入相同的情况。
And so today, if we don't truly study the Bible in depth, we might find ourselves to be in the same position.
哦，所以有的人哈，他的信仰生活剩什么？剩聚会跟献，跟奉献。
And so, for some people, their life of faith only consists of going to church and offering.
安息日聚会我都有参加。
That they attend every Sabbath service.
哦，甚至晚上聚会我都有参加。
They attend all the evening services.
那11捐我也有献。
And I offer tithe.
哦，所以他到最后，如果信仰没有再追求，哦，信耶稣就是聚会奉献。
And so, at the end, if we don't continue to pursue for growth in our faith, all we have are left with is attending services and offering.
哦，聚会跟奉献，当然这是很重要的。
And of course, going to service and offering, these are important.
哦，但是更重要就是我们的生活。要把信仰的特性活出来。
But what is most important is for us to live out our faith in our daily life.
那这个信仰的特性啊，讲到最后就是主耶稣的生命。
And at the very end, this to live out a life of is of our faith is the life of Christ.
或者在旧约圣经里面讲做神所喜悦的事情。
Or to do things, and like it's mentioned in the Old Testament, to do things that are right in the eyes of the Lord.
就三件事情：行公义、好怜悯。
Is to do good and love mercy.
再来存谦卑的心跟神同行。
And to walk humbly with the Lord.
这个三个才是信仰的实质。
And so these three things are how we can live out our life of faith practically.
那行公义就是过一个神眼中看为对的生活。
And so to do justly is to do according to what is right in the eyes of God.
好怜悯就是对我们的周围的人有爱心。
And to love mercy is to show love to all the people in our life.
再来就是在神面前谦卑自己，来跟从主。
And the last thing is to walk humbly before God and follow Him.
那这个才是信仰的本质。
And so this is a foundation or of our faith.
所以阿莫斯对当时的世代，他传什么讯息？
And so for Amos at the time, what kind of message did he give?
所以我们现在回来看我们刚刚所读的《阿莫斯书》第5章24节。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 5, verse 24.
所以唯愿公平如大水滚滚，公义如江河滔滔。
24b, but let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream.
所以神所需要的就是在当时社会里面有公平，有公义。
And so, what God wanted was for there to be justice and mercy, in the lives of His people.
最近呢，我们美国有一些事情发生，社会上有一些示威游行。
And so, recently, because of some events, in the world, there have been a lot of protests.
所以我们在教会里面。也有一些信徒，特别是比较年轻的一代就一直在谈论所谓社会公义。
And so, as a result of this, there are members, especially younger members, who think start having discussions about doing work in the world, political.
社会公义 （social justice）。
Okay. So, in related to social justice.
那这个社会公义跟圣经里面讲的公义有什么不同？
And so, for social justice in the world, what is this? How is this different from the justice described in the Bible?
圣经讲的公义有公义这个字，社会公义也是在讲公义，但是两个不太一样。
And so both of these are talking about justice, but it's slightly different.
因为一般人讲社会公义，它里面不讲神的。
Because when people talk about social justice, they're not talking about God.
他是用人文的思想humanism 人的标准去判断公义。
They're using humanism or their own human sense to determine justice.
所以社会公义是讲到最后，人也不会来找神了。
And so even talking about social justice, at the end of the day, people will not come to look for God.
哦, 但是圣经里面讲的公义是以神为主的。
But the justice described in the Bible is with God in the center.
哦, 如果每个人都敬畏神, 他的生活就有公义。
If everyone fears the Lord, then they will have justice and righteousness in their life.
因为敬畏神就会远离恶事。
Because the fear, to fear the Lord, you will depart from evil.
那这种圣经中的公义会带给人靠近神。
And this type of justice in their life, they will draw the people closer to God.
所以只要我们传福音，有更多人来接受，我们就知道，这个社会公义的问题就会渐渐解决。
And so we know that if we preach the gospel, then these issues of social justice will be resolved.
那在以赛亚书里面讲，公义的果效就是平安。
And in Isaiah, it says that the fruit of righteousness is peace.
所以有公义，到最后社会就有平安。
So that if there is righteousness, then there is peace in society.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书32章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书32章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
16节。
Verse 16.
那时公平要居住在旷野，公义要居住在肥田。 17节。
17.
公义的果效是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。 18节。
18.
我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇的所在。我们真的很羡慕这里所描写的生活。
We might envy this type of life that's described here.
平安、平稳、平静安歇的所在。
To have peaceful habitation, secure dwelling, and quiet resting places.
这个从哪里来？
Where did these come from?
当然这是从神的同在来的。
Of course, this comes from God's abidance.
那怎么样神会同在？
So how can we have God's abidance?
17节就是要有公义。
That means we must have righteousness.
所以阿摩斯的讯息，公义如大水滚滚，公平如江河滔滔，今天就是我们要追求的。And
so for Amos chapter 5 verse 25, for the justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, this is what we must pursue after today.
是主耶稣所讲的公义，不是社会的公义。
And this is the justice that Christ talks about and not the justice that is found in the world.
我们现在休息5分钟，到我们这里5:50，我们再回来。